Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi is dedicated in memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver Alea Shalom. It begins with the Gemara following the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amid, the last word on the line, Keini Masnisa. In the Vilna edition, it can be found on Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. Begins the Gemara, Keini Masnisa. This is the correct pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara here is going back to the Machlokas that we had at the beginning of this Mishnah between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer. When do we start saying Kriya Shema in the morning? The Tanakhama says from the time that one can distinguish between the blue tcheles, the blue color of tcheles in tzitzis, lelavan, to the white. And Rabbi Eliezer said, no, you need more light than that, bein tcheles lekarten, between blue and green, which requires more daylight in order to be able to distinguish between blue and green. So the Gemara here in the Yerushalmi is really saying the same as we find in the Bavli Daf Testament Beis in Masechet Brachos, where the Bavli says it cannot be the pshat in the Tanakhama, Mishayakar ben Tcheles Lelavan, that you have one ball of blue wool and one ball of white wool, and you begin saying Kriya Shema in the morning from the time you could distinguish between these two pieces of wool, because that could be done even while it's still nighttime. It's not required to have the full glow of the daylight in order to distinguish. Therefore, our Yerushalmi here says, Keini Masnisa. I'll tell you what the correct pshat is in the Mishnah. Bein Tchela Sheba Lelovin Sheba. We're speaking about tzitzis, when one has the tcheles in his tzitzis. He has white threads and he has tcheles threads. And he wraps the white and the tcheles around and around to make the circles in the tzitzis. And there are various shitas in the Rishonim how exactly this is done. But there are certainly the end result, according to all shitas, is that there are blue loops and white loops. There are blue threads and white threads mixed together. And when there's enough sunlight to distinguish between the blue threads of the mitzvah of tzitzis, the tcheles, and the white ones, that's the time when, according to the Tanakhama, you are able to begin to say Kriya Shema Shel Shacharit. And not that you have two separate pieces of wool here, one blue and one white. As we turn to Daf Yud Amid Aleph, Uma Tam and Derabbanan, what is the reason for the Chacham? What is their source that they say that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is tolui in the mitzvah of Tcheles? Because that's how they learn a pasuk in the Parsha of Tzitzis, where the pasuk says, in Bamidbar, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Lamites, V'hoyu lachem letzitzes, ureisem oisoi, uzechartem es chometzus Hashem. So what is the reisem oisoi? They learn, ureisem oisoi, you will see it, min hasamachloi, you will be able to distinguish between it, referring to the chut, the thread of tcheles, as opposed to the white chutim that are next to it. Let us see the charedim here at the top of the Amid. Divrei Amaschal Maitam et Rabbanan, says the Charedim, we'll learn it inside. Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Eliezer, Svir Lehu, de Re'isem Koi Akriyishma, de Shachris, as we find in the Bavli in Menachas, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Ure'isem, see, Re'ei Mitzvah Zu, see this Mitzvah of Tcheles, Shebot Luyo Mitzvah Cheres, that in the Tcheles, another Mitzvah is dependent on this Mitzvah of Tcheles, Ve'ezu, Zu Kriya Shema, which mitzvah is dependent on the mitzvah of Tcheles? That's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. By linking together the mitzvah of Tcheles with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, we understand the next part of the pasuk. V'hoyu lachem letzitzes urisem oisoi uzichartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem. Through Tcheles, through urisem oisoi, you will come to remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem, which we come to through Kriya Shema, by accepting our emunah that there is one Borei Olam who commanded us in all the Taryag mitzvahs. So the Reisim Oysoyev Tcheles brings us to another mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of Kriyishma, which involves Kol HaTorah Kula, all of Taryag mitzvahs, Uschartem, as Kol Mitzvahs Hashem. Continues the Charedim. The Oysoy and the Chachomim are learning that when it says Urisim Oysoy, you should see it, the Chut of Tcheles, so Lashon Miyut VeHevdel. This is to distinguish. Look at the Tcheles as opposed to what is next to the Tcheles. Distinguish between the Tcheles and the white threads. So Rabban and Darshi, Oysoi, what is the Oysoi? What are you looking at to distinguish Hainu Hachut Tcheles? That's the thread of Tcheles that's in the tzitzis. Ma Hevdel Beinoi Ubein Chut Lovin HaSamachloi. Look at the difference between Oysoi, Urisem Oysoi, as the Gemara here says, Min HaSamachloi. Look at the white that's next to it, and look at the Tcheles, and distinguish between the Tcheles and the white. That's how the Rabbanan learn this pasuk. However, Rabbi Lezer suffered, no, the Oysoi Tseva, it's not going on the chut of the tcheles. It's going on the color, the dye of the tcheles. Lamayet ulahavdil, to exclude and to distinguish tseva acher, another color, shadoima leksas, that is similar to the tcheles. And what is that? That's karti. That's the green color, so that is very similar to the blue tcheles color, and you need more light to be able to distinguish. As the Gemara continues, Uma Tamad Rabbi Eliezer, and what's the reason, what's the source of Rabbi Eliezer? He uses the same pasuk as the Tanakama, Urisim Oysoi, but Kedeshi and Nikr, Beinat Sivoinen. Urisim Oysoi means that you're able to distinguish between the color of blue tcheles and the color of green, which is not in the tzitzis, but it's comparing this color of tcheles to a similar color of green, and that takes more sunlight than the sheet of the Tanakama, which is between tcheles and lavan in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now, the next Gemara is Rav Meir, and Rav Meir, as the Pnei Moshe explains here, he's looking at the word Urisim Oysoi, and he has a question. If we're referring to the mitzvah of tzitzis, tzitzis is feminine, nekeva. It should have said in the pasuk, Urisim Oysoi. So, Tani, we have learned in a brisa, in the name of B'Shem Rab Meir, Urisim Oysoi, Enksif Khan. It's not written here in the feminine as it should have been written. Ella Urisem Oysoi, Magid, this teaches us that you know what the word Oysoi is referring to. Not like we learned before, the Chut Tcheles, the Tseva Tcheles, but Urisem Oysoi refers to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Through the mitzvah of tzitzis, you'll come to see Hashem. Magid, this teaches us, Shekola Mekai Mitzvah Tzitzis, whoever fulfills properly the mitzvah of tzitzis, Ke'ilu Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, it's as if he has greeted the very countenance of the Shchina itself. Magid, this teaches us, Shahatcheles Daimeliyam, the Tcheles, the color of Tcheles is like the Mediterranean Sea. Vahayam Daimelasov, the color of the Mediterranean Sea is similar to grass. Vaasovim and grass, Daimel Riki, are similar to the heaven. Urikiya Daimelakiseakovit, it's similar to the majestic chair of Kaviyachla Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Vahakise, and the chair, Daimel Asapir, is like the sapphire color. Dichsiv, we find a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perik Yud, pasuk Aleph, Voera, and I saw, Yecheskel says, Vehine, Al Harakia, on the heaven, Asher Al Roish HaKruv, which is on the top of the head of the Kruvim, Ke'evan Sapir, there was a sapphire stone, Kemare Dumus Kise, it had the appearance like the Kise HaKovid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Now, the Gra changes the Girsa here, and the Gra makes the Girsa, as we find in many Gemaras in the Bavli. One of them is the Sugya Menachas Mem Gimel Amid Beis, where the Asovim, the grass, is not mentioned. And the Gemara in the Bavli Menachas Mem Gimel Amid Beis goes straight from the Yam to the Rakiya. And if you look here in the Gra in Ois Gimel, the Gra says the same thing. V'yam doimel Rakiya, without the grass, the Asovim. Urakiya doimel Asapir, v'sapir doimel Kisei HaKovid. Also, a second amendment that the Gra does here is to change the Seder. According to the way the Gemara said it here, the Rakia is Daima to the Kisei, and the Kisei is Daima to the Sapir. And really, if you look in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, which the Gemara here quotes, it's the Sapir which is Kemare Demus Kisei. That's what Yecheskel ends off. The Erev Inel Rakia Shah Rosh HaKruv Ke'evan Sapir, a sapphire stone, Kemare Demus Kisei. That sapphire stone is like the Kisei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not like we had here in the Yerushalmi de Girsa, V'HaKisei Doima L'Sapir, but rather, as the Gross says, that the Sapir is Daimer to the Kisei HaKavod, as we find in the Pasuk in Yecheskel. So the Gra takes out Asavim, and the other correction that the Gra makes is that it's the Sapir that's Daimer to the Kisei and not vice versa. But through this all, when a person looks at the Tcheles in his tzitzis, then he will be reminded of the Yam, and the Yam reminds him of the Rakia of the Sapir, and the Sapir of the Kisei HaKavod, and that is why we have learned Shekol Makayim Mitzvos Tzitzis Kilu Makabel Pnei Hashchina, and that's why Rav Meir learns Reisem Oisoi refers not to the tzitzis, not to the tcheles in the color or in the chut, but Reisem Oisoi means through tzitzis you can come to actually be Makabel Pnei Hashchina. So far in the Gemara, we've had three pshatim in what Re'isem Oisai, which is in the Parsha of Tzitzis associated to Kriyishma, what that Oisai is. We've had the Chut HaTcheles, we've had the dye, the Tseva, the color of Tcheles, and we've had Re'isem Oisai referring to Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, and now the Acherim are going to tell us a fourth pshat in what the Re'isem Oisai is referring to. Tosfos in the Bavli Brachas of Tesamid Beis, Divrei Amaschel Acherim Oimrim, tells us that although usually in Shas Acherim refers to Rav Meir, here it could not refer to Rav Meir because we just had on the fourth line here in the top of the Amid, Rav Meir says that Arisa Moisai refers to the Shechina, Shekol Mekayim, Mitzvos Tzitzis, Kilu Mekabel, Pnei Hashchina. So here the Acherim is an exception, it's not Rav Meir. The Acherim say, Risim Oisai, who does that refer to? To another human being. Kidei Shehe Odom Rochuk Mechaveri Arba Amaisum Akirai. That another person should be away from the Chaveri, his friend. The two Chaverim are far from each other. Arba Amas, four Amas, and yet one is able to recognize the other. As the Charedim says, according to the Acherim, it's Mashma that we are speaking about Urisem Oisoi, you can see him, the other fellow who's opposite you, and says the Pnei Moshe that Stamria is Dalet Amas Havya. Normal, when we speak about seeing something, it is four Amos away. The Charedim asks a question that the first three Pshatim in Urisem Oisoi all had to do with tzitzis, either the Chut HaTcheles, or the Tseva of Tcheles, or referring to the Shechina. However, in this pshat, where it's Oisoyis Chaveroi, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Tzitzis. And so also, we're going to have further shitas on this Amud, and so we have in the Bavli as well, that a person has to be able to be Mafchin. That's the earliest time you could say Kriyishma, between a wolf and a dog, between a domestic chamor, a donkey, and a wild chamor on our road. Those also have nothing to do with the mitzvah of tzitzis. Says the Charedim, just like there was a Kabbalah to Chazal, they had a tradition handed over from one generation to the other from Moshe Misinai that the recitation of Kriyishma was the parsha of Shema, Vohim Shemoya, and the third parsha of Tzitzis. So too, they had a Kabbalah that the mitzvah of Kriyishma was dependent on seeing something. And now there was difference of opinions what that something was. Some shita said it referred to seeing the actual Chut HaTcheles, or the Tzev of Tcheles. But the others say no. It's a Ria where you distinguish between one thing and another, but not necessarily that that had to do with the mitzvah of tzitzis. It could be to distinguish, to have enough light to distinguish between a dog and a wolf, which are very similar, or between a domestic chamor and a wild chamor. So this was a Kabbalah, says the Haredim. And with this, we understand, says the Haredim, why Kriyishma is an exception. Because we find in the second parak of Megillah, Mishnah Dalet, that l'chatchila, all mitzvahs that are dependent on the daytime. The mitzvah is from Hanetzachama, from when the sphere of the sun comes above the horizon. That's l'chatchila. B'riyevet, it's from the crack of dawn, from Alos HaShachar. And here, by the mitzvah of creation, we find that it has to do with some distinguishing, with seeing something and distinguishing between a chut cheles and a chut lovan, between a chamor and an arod, to distinguish something. And the reason is, we must say, said the Haredim, that this was a Kabbalah by Chazal, that the mitzvah of Kriyishma was dependent on seeing something and being able to distinguish. The way we have the Girsa here in the Yerushalmi, Rav Chisda now is going to find out exactly what kind of chaver we are talking about. How familiar am I with that chaver? Actually, the Bavli does not go into this. Tosis in Brachas that we mentioned before, and of Tesamid Beis, Divri Amaschal, Acherim Oimrim, he quotes this Yerushalmi as to exactly how familiar is one friend with the other. But according to the Gra, Rav Chisda is not the one who delves into this question, but rather the Gra in Ois Dalet is Goyris, Rav Chisda Omar, Halacha Kadod Acherim. According to the Gra, Rav Chisda is paskening that the halacha is like the acherim that we just mentioned, Kidei She'odim Rochem Mechaver Arba Amasu Makiroi, which is known as the shear of Misha Yakir, that you're able to recognize your friend Dalet Amis away, you have that much sunlight. And then, according to the Gra, the Gemara on its own is going to go into that issue, how familiar am I with this chaver? The Pnei Moshe does not learn like the Gra. The Pnei Moshe learns that it is Rav Chisda himself who is delving into this question, how familiar am I? And this machlokas will also be nageya further in the Gemara, as we will see how the Pnei Moshe learns a girsa in a few lines. So let us now go according to the girsa that we have in the Yerushalmi, which is the Pnei Moshe's girsa, Rav Chisda Omar, Bahadod Acherim Ma Anan Kaimin. Bahadod Acherim, regarding these Acherim, Ma'anan Kaiman, what are we dealing with exactly? How familiar am I with this chaver who is Dalet Amis away? Im Berogil, if I know him very well, Safil Rochek Kamo Hakim Lei, even if he'll be very far away, he'll be more than Dalet Amis away, I will be able to identify him. The Haredim says the word Hakim means Makir. I will recognize him if I know him very well. I don't need much light. He could be very far away from me, even more than Dalet Amis, and I'll be able to distinguish exactly who he is. V'im b'she'ena ruggle. And if it's someone I don't know very well, then I feel a korvle. Even if he comes up closer than Dalet Amis, lo yachakim lei, I will not be able to recognize him. That's Rav Chisda's question here. Says Rav Chisda Elakein Anan Kaiman. This is exactly what we are speaking about. Berogel Veshaina Rogel. I can identify him. I'm used to him. But on the other hand, I'm not so used to him. He's not my best friend, and neither is he someone that I hardly know whatsoever. What kind of person is that? Ki hahu do'ozilei la'achsanya va'osi l'kitzin. It's like someone who goes to visit elsewhere, and he comes, lekitzin, as the Haredim says, leprakim. He comes occasionally, so he visits occasionally. Actually, Tosfos in Brachas that we've been mentioning on Daf Tesamid Beis, the girsa that Tosfos has in our Yerushalmi, which he quotes there, is the following. Kehadein achsanya do'asi lekitzin. Not like we have it, kahi do'azulei lachsanya, someone who goes to visit va'asi lekitzin and he comes occasionally. Rather, the Tosis girsa is, kehadein achsanya, like that visitor, do'asi lekitzin, who comes occasionally. In other words, he's an occasional visitor. He's ruggle ve'enoi ruggle. He's not my best friend, but neither is he someone that I hardly know whatsoever. He's an occasional visitor. For that, I need enough light that I could be able to distinguish and recognize who he is when he is Dalet Amis away. Continues the Gemara, Is Tanoi Tani Bein Zev Lekelev, Bein Chamor La'Roid. There were Tanoi, there were teachers of Brises who taught that you have to be able to have enough light to recognize similar things, such as the difference between a wolf and a dog, or between a domestic donkey and La'Roid, a wild donkey. In the Bavli on Daf Tesem Beis, these are listed as two separate shiurim with two separate mandi amars. Here in the Yerushalmi, it's either or. They're considered the same amount of light that is necessary to distinguish between these similar things, a wolf to a dog, or a domestic donkey to a wild donkey. The istanoi tani, and there were other teachers of Bryce's who taught that the shear of light that you need is kedeshe adam rochig mechaver arba amos makirei, that he's 4 amos away from his friend and he's able to recognize him. According to our girsa in the Yerushalmi, and this is the Pnei Moshe's girsa, who boy meimar, says the Pnei Moshe, who refers to Rav Chisda, the same Rav Chisda who explained to us before what kind of chaver we're speaking to. That's a rogel vein, a rogel. That's a nachsanya, the osi lekitzin, an occasional visitor. The same Rav Chisda now is going to explain how the shitos that we have here of distinguishing between Zev Lekelev or Chamor La'Rod and the other opinion of Sheyehe Adam Rochik Mechaver Arba Amesu Makiroi, how do those line up with what we had in the Mishnah, Bein Tchelus Lelovin or Bein Tchelus Lekarti? So it's Rav Chisda who explained to us Chaver Rogel Vein or Rogel, who again is giving an explanation in the various Shitas here. So learns the Pnei Moshe. However, as we saw before from the Gra, Rav Chisda wasn't discussing the Shita of Rogel Vein or Rogel before. This was the Gemara itself that was discussing it. Rav Chisda was giving a halacha that the halacha is kacherim. So we see that the Pnei Moshe is following in his machlokas against the Gra. He interpreted before that it was Rav Chisda. He didn't have the gears. Rav Chisda was saying halacha kacherim. He said that Rav Chisda is the one who is explaining that it's a chaver harogel vein harogel. And the same Rav Chisda is continuing to explain how the shitas of Zev Lekelev, etc., fit in with our Mishnah of Tchelis Lelovin and Tchelis Lekarten. So learns the Pnei Moshe. And the Shinui Neschois brings here that there are others, and perhaps that's the way the Gro will learn, that it's not Hu Boi Meimar, but rather it is Havon Boi Meimar. They wanted to analyze and state, not he analyzed and state. So again, according to the Pnei Moshe, Hu Boi Meimar, it was Rav Chisda, who we've had before explaining the dinim here, who once again is analyzing and stating something that's negiah to the sugya, and according to the Gra, the Gemara was the one who analyzed the first inyan of Rogel Vein or Rogel, and they, which is Mestam referring to the Bnei HaYeshiva, they, the Bnei HaYeshiva, analyzed this next inyan here. What did they say? Hu boy meimar or havon they boy meimar man demar ben zev lekelev ben chamor la'rod keman demar ben tchelis lekarten. They wanted to say, or he Rav Chisda wanted to say, man demar means man de omar, the according to the one who just stated that you have to be able to distinguish between a zev and a kelev, or between a chamor and an arod, that is identical to what we had in our Mishnah, Bein Tcheles Lekarten, between the blue wool and the green wool, which was in the Shita of Rab Lezer. Rab Lezer Omer Bein Tcheles Lekarten, he was arguing on the Tanakama. So Rab Lezer holds you need so much light that you're able to distinguish between two things that are very similar to one another. So learns the Pnei Moshe and the Charedim. Here the Charedim and Divri Amaskel Kamandi Omer Bein Tcheles Lekarten Kloimer Shir Echeru Detzorch Or Yofo Lahaftim Beinayim. You need very good light. And so learns the Pnei Moshe in Divri Amaskel Manmar. He says that tzorch sheyor hayoyim biyoyser, you need a lot of light, kadesh yakir, bein atseva, hakarv kimat letseva acher. You have blue, which is very similar to the green. V'zehu hashir ba'atzmai mishiyakir ben zev lekelev oy ben hachamor larot. So according to both the Pnei Noshe and the Charedim, the pshat over here is that if you need such amount of light to distinguish between similar things, between a zev to a kelev or a chamor larot, that is identical to distinguishing between similar colors, the tchelos and the karti. But continues the Gemara, Uman de Mar, which is like saying Uman de Omar, the one who held according to him, Kidei She Adam Rochem Chaver Arba Amisum Akiroi. That is Kiman de Mar Ben Chelas Lovan. And here again, the Pnei Moshe explains in Divrei Amaskel Uman de Omar Kidei She Adam Rochem Sfir Le Kiman de Omar Ben Chelas Lovan Shehu Yoiser Kaidem. That is earlier in the morning. Shebe Maat Oira with a little light. Yachal Lahafkam Ben Neim. Vechein Lahakar Chaveri Harogel Vein Harogel Berichuk Dalin Amis. So the shita of chaveri rogel ve'ena rogel berichuk dalad amis is identical to tchelos l'lovin. Just like tchelos and lovin is the items that we're comparing are not so similar to one another. They're very different. You don't need so much light to be makir. You could start doing that when there is less light outside. That is the same shear as the one who recognizes his friend Dalid Amis away. What kind of friend? Ruggle Ve'ena Ruggle. So the Shita of Tchelos L'lovin, which is the Tanakama Shita, is identical to the one that we pasuk Halacha Mishiyakir Chaveri Dalid Amis. The Shita of Rabbi Lezer Bein Tchelos L'Karten is identical to Zev L'Kelev or Chamor La'arod. Continues the Gemara, Aval Omru Mitzvosa Imanetzachamo. But they said that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is with the Neitz Hachama, explains the Charedim Kloimer. And this is five lines before it gets wide. Afal pi, Shem mitzvah Kriyat Shema Toli Beriah, even though on this whole Amud we have seen that Kriyat Shema, the earliest time, is dependent on Mishayakir, when you can distinguish between one thing and another. Even though the mitzvah Kriyat Shema is tali beriyah l'chud, v'hoya yachal haskel v'ligmor koydem aneitz, and one could start and complete Kriyat Shema before aneitz, lo yishaper l'mevet hachi. The Gemara says that this is not proper to do. In other words, it's not the best way to say Kriyat Shema. And now let us go back to the Gemara. Why did Chazal say that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is with the Neitz Hachama? Kidei she yismach gulu l'tvila, so that he should have Kriyat Shema, which ends with the bracha of Goal Yisrael, right before, without any separation to the tvila of Shemayna Esrei, v'nimtza mispal b'yoyim. It comes out that the Shemayna Esrei will be in the day. In other words, if he says Kriyat Shema right before Haneitz Hachama, right before the sphere of the sun comes above the horizon, and he says Shemayna Esrei right after, so he'll be Soimech Gula L'Tvila, and he will be saying the Kriyat Shema at the right time and the Shemayna Esrei at the right time. The earliest time for Shemayna Esrei will be after Neitz Hachama, and the correct time for Kriyat Shema, although he would be Yotze had he done it from Mishayakir, which is earlier than Neitz Hachama, but the best time is to do it right before the Neitz Hachama, followed by Shemayna Esrei right after the Neitz Hachama. Amar Rav Zira, said Rav Zira, Va'ano Amri Taima, I'm going to tell you a source for what we have just seen in the Gemara, from the Pasuk, which states, Yira'ucha, they will fear you, and this is a Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek, Ayin Beis, Pasuk He, they will fear you im Hashemesh, with the rising of the sun. Now, what does this word Yira'ucha, they will fear you, refer to? And we have a machlokas in the Meforshim, and here in the Yerushalmi, not only do we have it in the Bavli Brachas, but right here on the Amud in Yerushalmi, we could see this machlokas right away between the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe. Let us learn the Charedim. So we'll pick up in the Charedim from the second line right before it gets wide. You could have been Yoitzu with Mashiachir. However, Loi Shaper L'mevet Hachi, Dichsev, this is the pasuk we just saw in the Gemara, Yira'ucha, they will fear you, Im Shemesh, with the rising of the sun. Kolomar, how will they fear you, Hashem? With Hatfila. This is referring to tefillah. Dichsev, because the pasuk says concerning tefillah, ivdu es Hashem b'yira, serve Hashem with yira, with awe and trepidation. Kedisa bebavli reish perik oimdim. So that yira tia im shemesh, it should be with the sun. The hainu hanetzachama shenoida shemesh lebrius, because the sun is a well-known phenomena to people. Kedisa, like we learned before in the Yerushalmi, hilkach tzorach la'acher tzas. Therefore, although you could be yotze kriyishma with uri isem oisoy, as we've learned on this whole amud, by distinguishing between two things and seeing something, but that will be a lot earlier than Nates. And because of this pasuk of Yira Ucha, since we have to have Shmoyne Esrei according to the Pshat of the Charedim, because that's what Yira Ucha refers to, serving Hashem through Shmoyne Esrei, through Tfilah B'Yira, that you have to have with Hanetz, and we have to be Samech Gula Tfilah Kriyishma with Shmoyne Esrei. So therefore, the Shmoyne Esrei, so to speak, drags the Kriyishma from a possible time of saying it Mishiyakir, it drags it towards later time of Netzachama, so that you'll have Gula L'Tfilah, and you'll have Kriyishma right before Nates, and have the Shmoyne Esrei right after Nates. However, if we look into Pnei Moshe, he learns differently. Yira Ucha Im Shemesh, Moiracha V'Hainu Kriyishma, Shehei Mekablin Alei Malchus Shemaim Im Shemesh, Im Netzachama. The Yira Ucha, says the Pnei Moshe, is referring to the Kriyishma, that the Kriyishma has to be right by Netzachama. And this will schlep, this will drag the Shmoyne Esrei. The Shmoyne Esrei you could have said later, but because you have to be Samech Gula L'Tfilah, you have to have Gual Yisrael, which is the Brach of Kriyishma, together with Shmoyne Esrei. Therefore, although you could have davened Shmoyne Esrei later, it'll be dragged towards the Kriyishma, which has to be said by Netzachama. So according to the Charedim, it's the Shmoyne Esrei that is said by Netzachama, which drags the Kriyishma later, and according to the Pnei Moshe, it's the Kriyishma that's said by Netzachama, which drags the Shmoyne Esrei earlier. If we look in Rashi, in Bavli Brachas Dav Tesamid Beis, Divri Amaschal Maikra, the Gemara wants to know a source for saying Kriyishma right before Netzachama. So Rashi there learns the mitzvah, what's the pasuk, the mitzvah l'hispalel ima Netzachama. Rashi learns that the Gemara source that they're asking for there, which is parallel to our Yerushalmi here, the source is not for Kriyishma, but rather, how do we know that Tfilah has to be with Netzachama? And then, in Divrei Amaschil, the next Rashi there, Divrei Amaschil d'chsiv yira'ucha, says Rashi, Misyorin mimcha, they fear you, kishimoy ra'acha mekablum aleihem. When do they fear you with tefillah, with Shmoyne Esrei? When they're mekabel your mora, dahainu malchus shemayim, shemekabel aleihem, bekriyishma. When they're mekabel upon themselves, all malchus shemayim, which gives them yira, so then they daven, they say tefillah with yira as well. So the Achronim asked that one Rashi seems to contradict the other Rashi. The first Rashi said that the Gemara is looking for a source that there's a mitzvah to be mispalo with the Netzachama. And the next Rashi seems to say that it's referring to the Kriyishma. So there are some Achronim who learn that Rashi really means like the Charedim, the Shmoyne Esrei, and the Shmoyne Esrei drags with it the Kriyishma that it's at a later time and not Mishiyakir. There are other Achroinim who learn that Rashi really means the Kriyishma is with Netzachama, and that drags the Shmoyne Esrei earlier because of Samech Gula V'Tfilah. The Hemek Shaila says that the Gemara there is telling us another source. That's what Rashi means. How do you know that Tfilah is Yira? So the Charedim brought here the Pasuk in Tillim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ivdu es Hashem B'Yira. The Gemara there is saying that we know that Shmoyne Esrei is Yira, because that's why we say the Shmoyne Esrei right after the Kriyishma, because the action of Yira is saying Kriyishma. But you come to saying Kriyishma because you have gone through the process of being mekabel ol malchus shemayim first. That kabbalas ol malchus shemayim gives you a sense of awe and trepidation in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that follows that you say a Shmoyne Esrei b'yira. That's what Rashi means to say. And there are those who say, actually, that what Rashi is saying, that the two inyanim are combined, and both are learned from this pasuk. The Yeraucha Meshemesh, Rashi means to say, we have, and perhaps, in fact, this is another source for Samech Gula Tfilah. We know, we've had before in Yerushalmi and Rashi, in Bavli brings it down in Daftal and Amid Beis, that we learn Samech Gula Tfilah from Hashem Tzuri V'goy Ali, and then it says Yant Hashem B'yom Tzara. We have those two prokim in Tehillim next to each other, those two psukim, and the psukim are trying to teach us by being next to each other that you, if you're Samech Gula to Tfilah, you'll have a Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You, Hashem Tzuri V'goyali, that's Geula, and then Yancho Hashem B'yom Tzor, Hashem will answer you in the time of trouble. That's Tfilah, you have to be Samech Gula Tfilah. But according to the way that Chorinim learned the Rashi and Brachas, Bavli, Testament base, that could be the pshat here in the Gemara. When Rav Zeira said, I'll tell you a reason, he didn't mean a reason like the Charedim says on Tfilah, or like the Pnei Moshe says on Kriyishma. But rather he meant, I'll give you a reason for the whole inyan of Samech Gula Tfilah, of putting Kriyishma together with Tfilah, and at what moment is that connection made between Geula and Tfilah? It's made precisely at the time of Netzach Hama. How do you learn all of that? Aval Amru Mitzvah Eman Netzach Hama Kedeshi Yismach Geula Tfilah V'nimtzeh Mispal B'yoyim, by saying Krishma right before the Netz, and you'll come out to be Mispal during the daytime, right after the Netz. How do you know all this? Amar Rav Zeira V'ano Amar Taima, I'll give you a source for all of this. Yira'uchoim Shemesh. In this one pasuk, we have everything combined. We have the Krishma, we have the Tfilah, we have the combination of Kriyishma being next to Tfilah. We know that all from Yira'ucha im Shemesh. The fear of Hashem, which is translated into the action of Tfilah, Lemaisa, that all comes from the Kabbalah of Kriyishma right before Netz, that gives the person the feeling of awe and trepidation, and that leads him to say the Shmoyne Esrei B'yira. The Haredim goes on in the second wide line to give a second pshat in this Gemara of Mitzvasa Iman Netzach Hama. And really, the Haredim is addressing the tension that we have here in the Gemara between Mishayakir, and we know that Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs, so we would say that the optimum time to say Kriya Shema is from the time of Mishayakir, which let us say, according to some Shivas, is 45 minutes before Netzach Hama. But then, on the other hand, we have Yeruchem Shemesh, which would indicate that the right, proper time for saying Krishma Shachris is by Netzach Hama. So how do we reconcile this? Says the Haredim, we'll say it inside, Inami, L'kreisa B'nigun. You should read out the Krishma with a tune. V'yichaven, some do it with the trop of the Taimei HaMikra of the Krishma. V'yichaven, and you should have in mind, Shalai Yigmar Gal Yisroel, and by dragging out the saying of the Kriya Shema, he'll have both mitzvahs. He'll make sure that Gaal Yisrael, he says only right by the Netzach Hama, and then he begins Shmoyne Esrei, so he has both mitzvahs proper. There are some nuschos, some girsas in our Mishnah, which say, and then, so the Haredim says an interesting pshat, that will explain the girsa that some have in our Mishnah, meaning that you start the Kriya Shema Mishayakir, but you actually finish the Kriya Shema, and Gaal Yisrael, you drag it so long that you wind up by the Netzach Hama. So you did the Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs Mishayakir, and yet you did the optimum time of Kriya Shema, which is Netzach Hama. This is a very difficult process, and therefore it's not a practical one, and LaHalacha, people who daven Vasikin do not, in general, practice this method, but rather they end Kriya Shema right before the Netz, but they do not start Kriya Shema Mishayakir. Rather, they start a few minutes before the Netz, so that their ending of Gaal Yisrael will be right at the Netz. Continues the Gemara. Amar Mar Okva Havasikin Hayomam Shkimen V'Karin Aysak Deyishim Chulot Chulasan. As we turn to the Daf Yudah Beis, Iman Netzach Hama. Marokva says that the Vasikin, which are Anovim and Mechavevei Mitzvah, as Rashi in Bavli Testament Beis interprets the Vasikin, what they used to do is get up early, and they used to read Kriya Shema in such a way that they were so made their Kriya Shema to the Tefillah with the Neitzacham. And at first glance, it would seem that Mar Ukva is merely reiterating that which the Gemara says, Avol Omru Mitzvos Eman Neitzacham. However, the Charedim says that Mar Ukva is offering a critical review of that practice. And he has two questions to back this up. The Lashon of Mar Ukva is, Vasikin Hayu Mashkimin. They used to get up early and read Kriya Shema to be Samech Ulul Tefillah. So first he asks, what do you mean they were mashkimen? They are actually late because 45 minutes earlier was Mishayakir. So in what way are they early? The other shitas of Mishayakir between Chelis and Lovin, that's an early shita. Or the other shitas that we had brought down in our Mishnah, those are early. The Vasikin actually are later than those. So why would we call it Mashkimen? Secondly, we have learned earlier in the Yerushalmi, on the Chesam and Aleph, that HaKairim, Anshe Mishmer, Lo Yotza, because Anshe Mishmer were Mashkimen. The Kohanim got up early in the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah, and they used to say Kriya Shema before daybreak. So if somebody says Kriya Shema like the Anshe Mishmer used to do, he is not Yotze. They did it because they were afraid they had to do one korban after the other in the avodah. They wouldn't have time to say Kriya Shema at all. So they used to say it earlier. But a regular person is not Yotze with that. So we see that the word mashkimen is associated with not doing the mitzvah properly. And therefore, based on these two questions, the Charedim concludes that, in fact, Mar Ukva is trying to say that all the opinions that we had in our Mishnah, from the sheet of the Tanakam Mashiach ben Chelis Lovin to the sheet of Rabbi Lazar ben Chelis Lekartan, including what the Vasikin used to do with the Neitzachama, that they used to say Kriya Shema right before the Neitzachama, that's all Mashkimen. Of course, the Vasikin are later than the sheetas that are written in our Mishnah of Mashiachir, but all of them are considered Mashkimen, meaning that they're all really not Lahalacha. You're not Yotze, according to this interpretation, if you say Kriya Shema before HaNeitzachama, but rather you have to say Kriya Shema after HaNeitzachama. And so brings down the Charedim that Tosfos in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, says, Ein Halacha Kavasikin. And he bases it on a Stam Mishnah, which we have there in Yuma, which indicates that Kriya Shema only begins after HaNeitzachama. And so he brings down that the Baal Amor, Rav Zrachya Halevi, in his Pirish in the Mo'or, says the same thing. And so to Rabbeinu Chananel. And we're reading two lines from the bottom of the Amud in the Charedim. The Kaidim HaNeitzachama Lo Yotze. Before Neitzachama, you're not Yotze. And based on the Stam Mishnah, Mar Ukva says over here that even the Vasikin, who are later than the Tanoim that we had on this Amud in the Braisa and in the Mishnah, the Halacha is not like any of them. And also, says the Charedim, we're Sarmach on a Braisa that we're going to have an Amud Beis, which indicates that the right time to say Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis is following the Neitzachama and not beginning before the Neitzachama. Halacha L'maisa, we paskin that we say Kriya Shema right before the Neitzachama. However, we have to be aware that there were many Rishonim based on the Stam Mishnah in Yuma, Lavan Zayin Amud Beis, that felt that the Vasikin also were doing the wrong thing, and that was what Mar Ukva was saying here, according to the Pirush of the Charedim. Continues the Gemara Tani, we learned in a Braisa. The Gemara now is going to relate a story concerning what Mar Ukva just told us. Amar Rav Yehuda Maisa, there's a story, Shahis Mahalat Baderech. I was going on the way, Achri Rav Lazar ben Azariah, Achri Rav Akiva, following Rav Lazar ben Azariah and following Rav Akiva. V'hoyu asukim b'mitzvahs. They were busy with a mitzvah, as the Charedim explains. They were busy with an important mitzvah like Pidgin Shvuyim or Chasid and Kala, and the Bavli tells us on Daf Yud Aleph and Med Aleph and Brachas that we learn out from Ubelech Chabaderech, Belech Es Didoch Mechaivis, Ha-de-mitzvah patiris. If you're going on your own travel, then you're chayiv in Kriyishma. But let's say you're going on a trip because of a mitzvah, such as pidyon shvuyim or chasam v'kala, then you're pater min ha-mitzvah. V'higiyah oynas Kriyishma, continues the Gemara, the time of Kriyishma came, says the Haredim, which means the time that Rav Yehuda thought Kriyishma was, according to our Mishnah, Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua, and all the shitas in Mishayakir and the Vasikin that we had on Amid Aleph. In other words, one of those early Zmanim of Kriyishma came, and I didn't see that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah were saying Kriyishma. Vayisi Sover, I thought, Shema Nisi Shemi Kriyishma. Perhaps they had given up from the chance of doing the mitzvah of saying Kriyishma because they were busy with the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim or Chas V'Kala. And the Haredim explains, even though they weren't actually doing anything at that moment, but their minds were busy with how they were going to accomplish these mitzvahs, strategies for these mitzvahs, and therefore they were Isaac mitzvah, Pater min mitzvah. They were Pater from Kriyishma. So I understood that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah were not saying Kriyishma because they were preoccupied with a different mitzvah. But I was not preoccupied with that mitzvah, and therefore, continues the Gemara, Vikarisi, I read Kriyishma, Vishanisi. And as the Haredim explains, I began to recite my Mishnayis that I would learn after saying Kriyishma every day. So I had a Seder in Mishnayis, and that's what I began to learn. But I had said Kriyishma. V'acher kach, and after I said Kriyishma and learned my Mishnayis, then I saw that that's when they started to say Kriyishma. V'acher kach hischilu heim. And by the time they got around to saying Kriyishma, kvar hoysa hacham al rashi harim, the sun was on the top of the mountains. And this will follow with the next Gemara, where the Gemara explains the Mishnah, Ada Netzachama, Rav Zvadja, Bered, Rav Yaakov, Bar Zavdi, B'Shem Rav Yoina. What does it mean that the Hanetzachama, it's not always easy to see when the ball of the sun comes above the horizon. Kidei Shetayachama mitaftefes al Rashi Horem, when the sun splashes its rays on the mountaintops. In other words, although there is light before the sphere of the sun breaks above the horizon, but that light is not yet a Netzachama. When you see the sun hitting the earth, that takes place only after the sphere comes above the horizon. So when you see the rays of the sun on the mountaintops, then you know that the sphere of the sun has risen, even though you're in a place where you can't see that happening. But if you see the sun on top of the mountains, you know that it has broken through the horizon. And that's when they used to say Kriyishma, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, because as Mar Okva said, they were of the opinion that you have to say Kriyishma not before Netzachama, like the Vasikin. The Vasikin were doing Shaloi Kalacha, but rather after the Netzachama, after you saw the rays of the sun hitting the top of the mountains. That's why the story is brought here, because this indicates that Mar Okva was correct. So Rabbi Yehuda thought that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah were not saying Kriyishma because they were busy with the mitzvah. Actually, they didn't say Kriyishma because, according to them, the Zman Kriyishma had not yet come. The earliest Zman Kriyishma had not yet come. According to them, it had to be said after the Netzachama. And the Haredim brings down that Zerachya Halevi, and I was the Baal Hamor, says that even though we find in the Bavli that Rav Shimon ben Yochai said that this man of Kriyishma, the earliest man, is from Alos HaShachar, 72 minutes before HaNetzachama. So that is actually arguing on his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva. And when he realized that he's arguing on his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, he was Mevatel his Das for his Rebbe, and he agreed with his Rebbe that the correct time to start Kriyishma is after HaNetzachama. And then the Haredim asks another question. We find in Bavli, Brachas Daf Tesa Mebeis, that Rav Meir's Shita is Mishayakir Ben Zeev LeKelev. That's the earliest time. Rabbi Akiva says, Ben Chamor La'arot, between a donkey and a wild donkey. So this is all before Netzachama, and here we're saying that the sheet of Rabbi Akiva is after Netzachama for Kriyash Mashal Shacharis. So the answer, says the Haredim, that was only said to the words of Rabbi Meir. You hold of Mashiachar, you don't hold of Netzachama, and you say the Mashiachar is Ben Zev L'Kelev. I'm telling you that if you hold of Mashiachar, you should do it, not Mizev L'Kelev, but from a Chamor to an Arod. But my sheet itself is that you have to wait until after the Netzachama. L'halacha, though, we paskin that we are allowed to say Kriyishma right before the Netzachama, and like the Vasikin, that they were not Shaloika Halacha. However, as we mentioned before, many Rishonim paskin that you should say Kriyishma after the Netzachama. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, Imar Gimel Shois, that you can say Kriyishma till the end of the third hour of the day. Rav Idi, Rav Amnunev, Rav Adabar Acho, B'Shem Rav, Halach, Rav Yeshua, B'Shecheyach. Halach is like Rav Yeshua when one forgets. In other words, L'chatchila, you should say it with Hanetzachama, but if you forgot, then you could say it until Shalosh Shois, like Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna said, train Amaroyim. There were two Amaroyim who were discussing this halacha of Rabbi Yeshua. Chad Amar B'Shecheyach. One said, like we learned before, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua B'Shecheyach. Magav Lechavrei, his friend, retorted, V'chiyesh halacha B'Shecheyach. Is this a halacha by one who forgets? As the Pnei Moshe explains, in Divrei Amaschel, Magav Lechavrei, did Rabbi Yeshua make a halacha for someone who was shecheich? Rabbi Yeshua was saying his din even for someone lechatchila, as the Haredim says in the end of the first wide line, kiven da amrat halacha kamoisei vare afila hizid v'leikar, even if he intentionally did not say kriyishma until the third hour, you would be yotzei. So why did you say halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua b'shecheich? The halacha is Rabbi Yeshua even not shecheich, even if he intentionally waited till the third hour. Continues the Gemara, kachi halacha. What really Rav said is that this is the halacha that lechatchila, as the Pnei Moshe explains, ela'ema kachi halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua fil lechatchila v'loy amru b'shecheich ela k'dei lezariz es ha'odom. They only said it by Shecheyach, as the Gemara is going to tell us. So the way the Pnei Moshe explains it, it's not like you thought that l'chatchila you have to do it with Netz. And if you forget, b'dievid, you can go till the third hour. No. Rav Yeshua's din of Ad Shalosh Shois is even for some l'chatchila. Of course, Netzachama is mitzvah min amufcher. But don't say that till the third hour is only a b'dievid. Till the third hour is a lechatchila, but it's not a mitzvah min hamufchar. And as the Haredim says, that Heshev loy ha'amayra, in the second wide line, his friend the Amayra said, retorted, Deina chanami, that you're right. I meant to say that the halacha is lechatchila, you can wait to the third hour. Let's see the Gemara inside. V'lama amru b'shecheyach. Why did I use the terminology of forgetting? K'dei she'hei adam mezariz ba'atzma l'kreisa b'ainasa. That a person should be swift and encourage himself to act quickly to do it at the right time. And that's where the Haredim says at the end of this Divrei HaMaskel, Magav Lechavrei, on the third wide line, Kloimer, de'ena mishnas chasidim, ela datzelem v'shoichen. In other words, don't think you're doing something piously if you wait till the third hour. Like the Pnei Moshe says, you're not doing a mitzvah min amufchar. It's not a mishnas chasidim, the lashon of the Haredim. Ella, you know what kind of mitzvah you're doing? You're doing like a lazy man's mitzvah, a person who's forgetful in mitzvahs. He's not aggressive on top of the situation in order to do mitzvahs in the best way possible. But not that you're yoytze b'dievid. You're yoytze l'chatchila, but you're not doing mitzvah min amufchar. That's what I meant to say, shechech. I only use the terminology shechech to wake up a person that he should do the mitzvahs with zrizis, and therefore he should mitzvah min amufchar, midas chasidis, do it with the vasikin by the Netzachama. Continues the Gemara, Taman Tanina, we learned over there, the Haredim tells us this is referring to a Mishnah in Mesechta Shabbos. on Daf Tes Amid Beis. Mafsikin l'kriyishma. One is mafsik for kriyishma, ve'ei mafsikin l'tfilah, and we do not interrupt these activities for tfilah. The Chareidim tells us that this is referring to the Mishnah there, which states, lo yeshiv adam lefnei hasaper, you shouldn't sit in front of a barber, samach l'mincha, ad shiyispalel, before mincha until you're mispalel, and then go to the barber. V'lo yikonis l'merchat, you shouldn't go into a bathhouse, v'lo l'burski, and not to a tanner, v'lo lechel, not to eat, v'lo l'odin, and not to a din Torah. V'im ischilu eim afsikin, if they began all these activities, then you do not have to interrupt, and then the Mishnah concludes, u'mafsikin l'kriyishma, v'im afsikin l'tfilah. You're mafsik for kriyishma, you're not mafsik for tfilah. The Bavli explains that when it says in the beginning of the Mishnah, im hischilu eimav sikin, it means when there is time that you're going to be mispalel after you finished your suda. So for tefillah, if you still have time after the suda to daven, you're not mafsik in the suda or in the other activities. But even so, even if you have time after the suda to say kriyishma, for kriyishma, you will be mafsik in the middle of the suda or the other activities. And what the Yerushalmi is addressing here is what, in fact, is the difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. And on this, the Yerushalmi is going to have a number of terutzim. Amar Rav Acha, the difference is Kriya Shema Dvar Torah, Tefillah ain't a Dvar Torah. Kriya Shema is Midaraisa, and Tefillah is only Midarabbanan. And the Tshuvas HaRajba brought down here in the Charedim, Divrei HaMaskil, Amar Rav Acha, says that even though we have a Mandi Omer who holds Kriya Shema Midaraisa, but that's only the first Pasuk, continues the Gemara, with a second teretz, Amar Rav Ba, Kriyishma Zmana Kavua, Tfilah Ein Zmana Kavua. Kriyishma has a set time, and Tfilah does not have a set time. The Charedim explains, this second teretz is trying to say, not that both Kriyishma and Tfilah are Durabbanan, because I would have a problem then. How can you distinguish between Tfilah and Kriyishma that Tfilah is not Zmana Kavua, doesn't have a set time? We know Tfilah does have a set time. Tfilas Shacharis, the Mishnah says, in Brachas until Chatzois, and then the Mishnah tells us when the Zman of Musaf is and when the Zman of Mincha is. Each Tfilah does have a Zman. So we must say that according to this second Teretz of the Gemara, we're holding that both are Deraisa, both Tfilah and Kriyishma are Deraisa. As the Rambam says in the first parak of Hilchas Tfilah, that Tfilah is Deraisa, but the Rambam says that Tfilah Midaraisa has no Zman Kavua. But a person could daven once in 24 hours, and he's yotze eschiv of tefillah min haTorah. It's the Rabbanan who were keveya a certain zman, and they made three tefillahs every day, and each tefillah has its zman kavua, until when you could be misbal. But kriyishma, that has its zman kavua min haTorah, which is in the morning and at night. B'shachbacha uva kumecha, baboker uva erev. So that's the difference between kriyishma and tefillah. Both could be midaraisa, but midaraisa kriyishma has its zman kavua, and tefillah midaraisa does not have its zman kavua, it only has its zman kavua midarabbanan. And finally, we have a third teretz from Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Kriyishma ain't a tzricha kavana. Kriyishma does not need kavana. And tefillah tzricha kavana. Tefillah needs kavana. That's why for tefillah, which needs kavana, one will not be able to be mechavan in the middle of the suda or any of the other activities. Whereas kriyishma, which does not need kavana, one will be able to say kriyishma during eating or any of these other activities. Amar Rav Mani, so Rav Mani said, Keshisa had a question, Kumi Rav Yossi in front of Rav Yossi. Vafila temer kriyishma ain't a tzricha kavana. Even if you're going to say that kriyishma does not need kavana, that's for the whole kriyishma, but shloish shepsukim rishayim tzrichin kavana. As the Charedim brings down, we learned in the Bavli on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that until the words of the third pasuk, alavavecha, one has to stand up, and one has to have kavana in kriyishma. So the first three psukim require kavana. So how could you say they do not require kavana? Shloisha psukim rishonim tzrichim kavana. The answer is mingo deinan sifcher mechaven. Since it's only three psukim, he could be mechaven. By shmoina esrei, which is the entire shmoina esrei, you have to have kavana. He won't be able to do that in the middle of the suda. Therefore, he doesn't have to be mafsik. He finishes the suda. And when he doesn't have his suda or the din Torah or the bathhouse or any of these other activities in his mind, he's able to concentrate on tefillah. Mashin ken kriyishma, when we said that ain mafsikin, it means for these three psukim, which do require kavana, but you'll be able to, since there are only three psukim in a short time, you will be able to have the proper kavana, and as the Charedim says, "Umasha Amar Mafsik in Likrishma Hainu Likroy Shloisha Psukim Rishainim Umesayim Oisa Ba'Oida Oichol Oidon." You are by the first three psukim, you are mafsik. It's only a short time, and therefore he could focus his attention and concentrate on those three psukim, and then the rest of the Suda he'll eat, and during the rest of the Suda he'll say the rest of Kriyishma, which does not need any kavana.